ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमः कृष्णाय, नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं, ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्ताप्रयेषु हबाद्रिषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया, भगवत्युत्थामश्लोके भक्ति भावाति नास्तिके।
हरे कृष्ण एवरीवन। सो वी रीडिंग श्रीमान भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 79 entitled Lord Balaram Goes on Pilgrimage. Text from text 7 to 15. So on the board we have the text 7. So we read that together. Samstutya Munayo Raman Prayudya Vita Tavisa Abhyasichan Mahabhaga Pitra Grinan Vibhuda Yata Samstutya Munayo Ramam Prayudya Vitata Sita Vitata Sisa Abhyasanchan Mahabhaga Vitraganan Vibhudayata Santutya Munayo Ramam Prayudya Vitabi Tabi Sita Abhyasanchan Mahabhaga Pitragrinam Vibhudhayata Samtutya Munayo Ramam Prayujya Vitava Sitsa Abhyasanchan Mahabhaga Vitraginam Vibhudhayata
Matajis.
Samstutya
Santutya, sincerely praising Munaya, the sages, Ramam, Lord Balaram, Prayujya, awarding Avitata, infallible, Asisha, benedictions, Abhya Sinchan, ceremoniously bathed, Mahabhaga, the great personalities, Vritra of Vritrasur, Grinam, the killer, Lord Indra, Vibhuda, the demigods, Yata, as translation. The exalted sages honored Lord Rama with sincere prayers and awarded him infallible blessings. Then they performed his ritual bath, just as the demigod had formerly bathed Indra when he killed Vritra. Text 8. Vaivichanam daru yamam dushanamol mahakam ramayam vasasi divye divishan nashimcha. They gave Lord Balaram a Vaijayanti garland of unfading lotuses in which resides the goddess of fortune. And they also gave him a set of divine garments and jewelry. Text 9. Then, given leave by the sages, the Lord went with a contingent of Brahmanas to the Kaushiki River, where he bathed. From there, he went to the lake from which flows the river Sarayu. Text 10. The Lord followed the course of the Sarayu until he came to Prayaga, where he bathed and then performed rituals to propitiate the demigods and other living beings. Next, he went to the ashram of Pulha Rishi. Purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai. Pulha Ashram is also known as Hari Kshetra. So we go on text 11 till 15. Very long, Prabhupada. Lord Balaram bathed in the Gomati, Gandaki, and Vipasha rivers, and also immersed himself in the Soma. He went to Gaya, where he worshipped his forefathers, and to the mouths of the Ganges, where he performed purifying ablutions. At Mount Mahendra, he saw Lord Parashuram and offered him prayers, and then he bathed in the seven branches of the Godavari River, and also in the rivers Vena, Pampa, and Bhimarati. Then Lord Balaram met Lord Skanda and visited Sri Shaila, the abode of Lord Girisha. In the southern provinces known as Dravida, Desha, the Supreme Lord saw a secret Ventaka Hill, as well as the cities of Kamakokshini and Kanchi, the exalted Kaveri River, and the most holy Sri Ranga, where Lord Lord Krishna has manifested himself. From there, he went to Rishabha Mountain, where Lord Krishna also lives,
and to the southern Mathura. Then he came to Setubandha, where the most grievous sins are destroyed. Translation purport by His Divine Grace as a Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada ki jai. Purport. Usually one goes to Gaya to worship deceased forefathers. But as Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, although Lord Balaram's father and grandfather were still alive, it was on his father's order that he carefully worshipped his forefathers at Gaya, drawing insights from the Vaishnava Toshani. The Acharya further explained that although Lord Balaram was in the immediate proximity of Jagannath Puri, he did not go there, since he wanted to avoid the embarrassment of having to worship himself among the form of Sri Krishna, Balabhadra and Subhadra. Om Jnanam Timradasya Jana Jana Shalakya Chakshum Nitam Vinata Shma Shri Gaurave Namaha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tap Chakana Gorangi Rade Brisavana Suhare Brisavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vanchakalpatarum Jascha Kripa Sanu Vyahevacha Patitanam Pavenevyo Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarvasi Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Patsachari Satarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mukam Kaloti Vachalam Pangam Nagayate Girim Yat Kripa Tataham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna again, everybody. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. Although we don't really feel ourselves qualified to do that, this is the seva, Bhagavata seva. So we have to do the service to remind ourselves what is there in the scriptures. So I seek the blessing of all of you so that I can say something very important. We are dealing with 10th canto, chapter 79. Lord Balaram goes on pilgrimage. I think it is said that the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the face of Krishna, because there many confidential things are discussed. So one have to go to first, second, then to 10th canto. When we also do the darshan of deities, we don't normally go straight to the face. When you look at even a senior person, your father, your mother, your brother, you don't look directly to the face. You look down at the feet. It's humility. So this chapter deal on Lord Balaram goes on pilgrimage. So we remember in Mahabharata, the transcendental arguments between Balaram and Krishna. Last time, His Holiness Bhaktivriyad Bhagavat Maharaj explained the apparent quarrel between Balaram and Krishna, because Balaram is the
the master of Jordan. So, after some time, Balaam decided to go on pilgrimage because they want to participate to this to the war. Also, we remember in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, when Vidura was staying in the palace of Dhritarashtra, was there as a counselor. But he was there, but he was not very really happy because the head son of Dhritarashtra is Jordan. And we all know who Jordan is. Jordan is a very bad son, a bad son. Actually, he caused the war. So, some advice had been given to Dhritarashtra, but he was not hearing. So one time, Vidura, he frankly spoke to Dhritarashtra, that look, your son, we told you in the beginning that your son, Jordan, will be the cause of this war. We told you that you have to kill him in the beginning. They didn't hear. But now, this is the situation. So while Vidura was speaking to Dhritarashtra, then at that point, Jordan came in the palace. So he heard everything. So, demons, you don't give them good advice. If you give good advice to a demon, he becomes even more angry, just like a snake. If you give nice milk to a snake, he would drink it, but it would turn it into poison and bite you. So, demons, they don't really take advice. So, this nice advice from Vidura, Jordan did not take it. He rather got angry. And he insulted Vidura that who allowed this person to come to this palace? He need to be beaten and only leave his place. It's kind of things like that Jordan was saying. So at that point, Vidura decided that yes, this is the last point. Because I have been tolerating too much, then I cannot tolerate anymore. Because in a palace, there is so many things going on there. Politics there, conspiracy, diplomacy, so many things. It's not good for a sadhu to be in a political area. So Vidura has been tolerating so many, many years. So that this last point was too heavy for him. So he has to leave the place. We also remember in Shri Bhagavatam also, Shri Prabhupada was giving one example. He said, to set the fire in the body. Set the fire in the body. Which means, at one point, one has to really decide to take very serious is a spiritual life. Sometimes we are in our comfort zone, so we are devotees, but we move according to our own speed. We have time. We think we have time, so we move gradually, step by step, like that. But sometimes the analogy of Srila Prabhupada to set the fire on the body means like the example of Narada Muni. Narada Muni was a young boy, 5 years old. His mother was bitten by a snake. She died. She left the body and no other shelter. And the only heart he was having also got burned. So no parents, nobody, no house, no shelter. So Narada Muni have to face destiny. So the example was given by Prabhupada to set the fire. It means you look back, forth, left, right, nobody is there to guide you, to take care of you. Nobody is there. Only Krishna is there. Only Krishna. That's why Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita,
She says, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Suridam is the best friend of everyone. So Vidura here, he got insulted by Jordan. So he decided, yes, I cannot stay here again. So he decided to go on pilgrimage. So we know he met Maitreya Rishi, and also Lord Krishna was giving some instruction to Maitreya. So he had the chance to be there also. So to go on pilgrimage means we have to go and recharge our batteries. So there are many ways of doing pilgrimage. Like if you go to Govardhan, we have to go around Govardhan Parikram. It's a very long distance. It's not very good for the young and the sick person and the old man. So one story is that one time Lord Shiva and his wife Parvati, they decided to marry their son Kartikeya and Ganesh. So they were deciding who among them will get married first. So there was some argument between Kartikeya and Ganesh. No, I'm the more intelligent. No, I'm the most powerful. So some argument was there. So the parents said, well, no problem. We give you a homework, assignment. Any of you go around the universe and come back the first, will be the first to get married. So, in the night, both of them went to sleep to take rest. And Kartikeya was sleeping deeply. And Ganesh was thinking, he was contemplating, how am I going to do this? I have a fat body. My career is his mouse, very slow. Kartikeya is having a swan, very fast. I don't think I can do anything. I was thinking like that, thinking. And Kartikeya was sleeping deeply. And early morning, he woke up and started his journey. Ganesh was still sleeping. So Lord Shiva and Parvati came to see him and say, Oh, Ganesh is still sleeping. Oh, this is very lazy. Kartikeya is already gone. Then Ganesh woke up. Woke up and told his father and mother, Dhanavat, please sit down. He said, oh, look, your brother has gone a long time. What are you doing? Go, you go. Said, please sit down. Then he sat down. Lord Shiva and Parvati sat down. And Ganesh just went around three times. Parikram. Three times. And pay obeisances and say, okay, Dhanavat, I'm done. Wow. Oh. Your brother is gone. You're still here. You say you're done. He said, no, but it's written in the sastras that anybody who goes around his parents three times is considered to have done, gone around the universe. Then, yes, he said, yes, true. You're right. You're right, Ganesh, you're right. At that time, Kartikeya was still on Parikram. So Ganesh only did three times, went around three times his parents, and that was done. So what I mean is that Parikram, there's material considerations. We have to, for us, we're not in India, we have to pay a ticket to come, take times, energy, take train, so many things you have to do to be able to go to holy places. Yes. So this example of Kartikeya is to tell us that, yes, the Lord Balaram is doing a pilgrimage. But he's a Lord. He doesn't really need to do that. But he's setting the example for us. So, if you saw that here, in one of the verse, the sages honored Lord Rama with sincere prayers and awarded him infallible blessing. Then they perform his ritual bath just like
the demigod has formerly birthed Indra when he killed Vitasura. We also remember that Lord Balaram had just killed Rumahasa. You know? So, when you kill, killing even your rights is contagious. You are contaminated. So, he also did the ritual to get purified. And also what do we really understand by Tirtha? Tirtha means holy place. A place cannot be Tirtha just by accident. When there are saintly people living in a particular place, that place become Tirtha. That place become a Tirtha. So anywhere, this is mentioned in one of the five most potent activities of a devotion service. One of them is residing in Mathura or Vrindavan, in holy places. So there were some I forgot the name of that acharya. He said that actually going to holy places, pilgrimages, you do not really need to go, because if you are living in a place where you have pure devotees of the Lord, then only need. But for who are not advanced, we still have to come to the holy places to get purified, because the dam itself is made pure by the presence of the saintly person. So going to holy places, Srila Prabhupada has already mentioned that we have to go there and take advantage of the sages present there. Nowadays, if you go to even Vrindavan, you will see many pujaris there. They call you, especially they call the Western devotees, come here. They will do some puja for you, and some Lakshmi is there. But these pujaris, pandits, they're not really Vaishnavas. So just take your money, and what they promise you, you cannot really get it. So the best way of going on pilgrimage is to hear from the pure devotees. Because the dam, the holy place, the places of pilgrimage will remain covered unless it is revealed by those who have the highest. Those who have the highest, they will reveal the dam to us. They will reveal the holy sites to us. So for devotees, for Vaishnavas, it's mentioned in the third canto that even those who are chanting the Maha Mantra now, it is because in the past they have went on different holy places, they have chanted all the mantras, they have done all what is good. Actually, they are Aryans. Because to be able to chant the Maha Mantra is not ordinary. Even if it was mentioned in the paper that even if he is a dog eater, so chanting the Maha Mantra is very, very, very powerful. That even you don't have the chance to go to the holy places and places or pilgrimage, by chanting the holy name, then the God that can give you the potency also of the holy places or pilgrimages. And the pure devotees, as I've said, they are the people who make a place very saintly. Just like Dhruva Maharaj and Prithu Maharaj. You know, in the fourth canto, when their story was mentioned in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that by just reading the story of Prithu Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, there are some benefits there by reading the story of Dhruva Maharaj. It said, if you are a Shudra, you can become very elevated.
If you are very poor, you can have, can become proprietor of a lot of wealth, cows, so many things like that. You know? So, to read even about the saintly persons, there is a lot of benefits. So, if again, you go to a holy place and hear about the holy place from the mouth of the saintly person, then we can really get the, my very high benefits. The thing also is there is that we have to apply this, our philosophy is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So, the mind will decide whether we are in a holy place or not. I remember our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, when he was leaving his body in America, many of his godbrothers told him, hey, go to Mayapur to leave the body there. But he refused. He said, no, I want to stay with my devotees, my disciples in Gita Nagari, and leave the body there. Yeah, but it is recommended to leave the body in Vrindavan, in Mayapur, Jagannapuri. This is good. But he said, no, I will leave my body in America. America is not a holy place. Why he wanted to leave the body there? Because he was confident that the mind matters. Yes. So, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva means you could be in a holy dham, but your mind will take you in another place. And also, you could be in a so-called place which is not only dham, but your mind will also take you to the dham. See? So this is we have to really understand what is the meaning of holy places. Holy places, we have to really take advantage of the sages, as we have said. And very soon we are going to have Kumbh Mela. Very soon. Kumbh Mela. This is a very famous program in India. Very, very. This, I think it's the world most big festival in India. So many people are going to go there. So Srila Prabhupada has his own understanding of Kumbh Mela. When I came to India the first time, my first Kumbh Mela was in 2010, I think. I was Hardwar. So many of us, we came to Kumbh Mela to see, because we heard about the Nagas, you know, naked Babajis. So they are the most attractive personalities to go and see the Nagas. We go, don't go for Krishna, we don't go for any other thing, but to see the Nagas. So Prabhupada said, is he because somebody is naked, so that make him a saintly person? No. So we have to really understand the purpose of what we do in holy places. So the Nagas, they are not I'm not saying they are not sinners, but that's not the only reason for what we have to go to Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela, we have to go because we want to take the blessings of the pure devotees. There we see the ISKCON also is represented there. We see many ISKCON leaders that will be there also. Then ISKCON devotees will really take advantage of this the Kumbh Mela. So the another point also here is the last verse, I think. The Lord Balaram has to do the ritual of his forefathers. One ceremony is called Shraddha ceremony. So when you have your parents with left the body, you have to do the Shraddha ceremony to allow that person to move fast. So Lord Balaram also has to do that ceremony for the forefathers, even though they were still alive, just to set the example. In Mayapur, at every festival, devotees bring the ash of the
This is parents, relatives, to throw in the Ganga, in the Ganges. So, one good thing for devotees is that when you perform ekadasis, there are some ekadasis that take care of that. Actually, being a devotee, you can free your parents. I don't know exactly, it depends sometimes. Yeah, hundred generation in the past and hundred generation in the future. Just by being a devotee. If you become a pure devotee, you can liberate. You don't necessarily need to do the ritual, to go to a certain place, to buy the items, and to do the rituals. Just by being a devotee, you can free even one another ekadasi, you can even free 10 generations from your wife's side and 10 generations from your father's side and mother's side. Like that. So, being a devotee is very important. So, if you are a devotee and you are chanting the Mahamantra Hare Krishna, then you can acquire all the benefits of all the other religions and other yogas. Yes. So, the pilgrimage, as I said, for instance, I've come here this year to India. I have to plan again next year to try to get the phone to again come back. Whatever, in case I don't have the phone to come. So, then I have to take advantage of that. Srila Prabhupada has mercifully spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, all over the world now we have temples. And temple is there. You have deities there. So even doing parikrama to the temple is also considered to have done pilgrimage. Yeah. So the Lord Balaram, another point is he was in Jagannath Puri. Yeah. Drawing insight from the Vaishnava Toshani, the Acharya further explained that although Lord Balaram was in the immediate proximity of Jagannath Puri, he did not go there since he wanted to avoid embarrassment of having to worship himself among the form of Sri Krishna, Baladeva and Subhadra. Oh yes, Balabhadra or Baladev, Sri Sri Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So, Sri Baladev is Balaram. It's Nityananda, it's Balaram. So, they are the same person. Three sisters, Subhadra, Sri Krishna and Baladev, Balaram. So, Lord Balaram, he didn't want to go to Puri because he himself is there. Because when you go to, just like you go to holy places, pilgrimage, if they have already visited a place and devotees tell you, okay, let's go to that place. You already visited that place. Supposing you were to go to Vrindavan and you already done Govardhan Parikram. And some devotees just arrived in Vrindavan, they are pushing you, let's go to Govardhan, let's go to Govardhan. And you have very less time to spend in the dam. So because you already done the Govardhan Parikram, you don't want, you're going to discover new places because there are many places in Vrindavan, not only Govardhan. So if someone is pushing you to go visit a place that you already visit, I think you are not really enthused. So, Balaram, he visited so many places, Godavari, River Sarai, many places. But to go to Jagannath Puri, he said, I'm there, I myself, I'm already there. So what is the point to go there again? So he did not go there. Yes. So we have to know that Krishna is the same, it's one actually, but he has many, many, many forms, different forms. The same Krishna became many. He's the one is Jagannath, he's the one is called Narasimhadev, he's the one called Nityananda, he's the one, the same person in different forms. So I've give one to finish one example I had from His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj, that was giving the example of a dog. The dog who who recognize his master in any situation. Because the dog, he only know by smelling, by smell, he can feel the presence of his master. This is an animal. See? So, the master can dress in this kurta, saffron, go, disappear, I come back, and put the dress, blue dress, come back, the dog will always remember, recognize the master. And he bring 10 persons, the dog will go to the direction of his master. Why? Because they have one thing, they can recognize the master. So in like in India, sometimes we, in Africa, in the West, the people ask us, why do you worship so many gods? So many gods you have. No? Who is your god there? Shiva is there, Ganesh is there, Brahma, you know, Krishna. How many gods do you have? No. This is one. It's one god, but the same god is playing different roles according to time, circumstances. Like that. So Lord Balaram, yeah, is on pilgrimage to remind ourselves that pilgrimage is very good for recharging our battery, because that place in the pilgrimage we will discover many, many, many holy places that we cannot see. So by doing the pilgrimage, Lord Balaram is setting the example. We have to try to do the pilgrimage. But if, as I said, if the time does not permit us, does not mean that we are not good devotees. We shall still have to rely on the Maha Mantra and the pure devotee. Anybody has a guru or a senior devotee, take advantage of that pure devotee. It is said that you also have done the parikram. Because the lotus feet of the spiritual master is the only thing that can give us, can grant us security at the time of death. So the guru, the spiritual master, will teach us everything. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the requirement for being a devotee, the first requirement to be a devotee, is to get a guru. Tadvidi pranipasana, pariprasana, sevaya. The guru is very, very, very important. So, the holy dham, the all thing we want in our devotional career is in the hand of the guru. So if the guru told you, go on pilgrimage, it's all right. If tell you, don't go, it's all right. By serving him, by being with him, by serving the Vaishnav, we get maximum credit. And we can make sure that we leave our body peacefully. Hare Krishna. We have 5 minutes. Maybe you have some questions, some comments, some corrections, add something. Any question? No question? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. Maharaj, you spoke about that a sadhu should not be staying in a political area.
What?
Sadhu,
yes,
should not stay in a political area.
Yes.
Should stay away from politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, devotees are staying with other devotees, and we are in an institution. So many times certain situation arises. So how to deal with that situation?
Yes, it's good. Yes, the devotees does not have to stay in political areas. Yeah, but preaching is the essence. If you are there for the purpose of preaching, I think you will be protected by Krishna and by the Guru. But if you go on these places just to become like them, then that is bad.
that if you are there to try to change the politician to become a devotee, that's okay. Yes, that's okay. But if the politician is rather trying to change you, to turn you into a politician, that is bad. So devotees have to give guidance to the politician. Nowadays we have leaders who are blind. So if the devotee is in association of the politician, they can give nice advice if they can take. But you have to do it in a limited way, not take the situation, not become an habit. Because a politician remains a politician. They always have something in the mind, the interest. Yes. That's why Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't want to meet the king, Pataraparuda. Because the king always have so many things, money, and diplomacy, and interest. If the politician does not have interest from you, today, in the morning, he can tell, okay, I'll give you this thing. But the next 5 minutes, he can change his mind. If he's going to get some guarantee that some people are going to vote him, just forget what he promised to you. So, devotee still have to go everywhere to preach. But we should be careful that we don't get entangled in the midst of the politicians. So we have to preach to them also. We have to try our best. But if one day a devotee, maybe a devotee become a head of state, maybe in India, that will be the best. Understand? But we have to try. We have to try. We have to go anywhere. Because if you don't go there, who is going to save them? Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's about staying in holy places like Mayapur and Vrindavan for devotees.
Yes.
Yeah, so if we get some opportunity to stay in holy places for a living also, for a living. I mean, we have to stay there for a living with our family.
Mm.
But we know that it's a holy place. We have to be very careful about committing offenses.
Mm.
But, I feel, we are at beginning stages of devotional service.
Mm.
So is it a good idea to choose an option to stay there and do a living? Or it's better to be careful or wait for some time?
Yes, it depends. If you want to stay in a holy dham under the instruction of maybe your guru, or you are there for service purpose, you are doing service, you are doing seva, for that reason, there is no choice. You have to be there. But if you go to the holy places just as a tourist, just to see planes, things, then you have to be careful of your consciousness, what you think. Because anything you think is going to affect. I was in His Holiness Hanuman Prakash Maharaj was giving class in Vrindavan. He said that any offense you commit in Vrindavan is multiplied by 1,000 times. 1,000. So, if you are a particular service in a dham, it's good. And also, you have to make sure you have a qualitative association. Devotee in good stand that can give you good advice all the time. Otherwise, the tendency is to, you know, because the mind is very, very fast. The tendency is to commit some aparadha, dhamma aparadha. So, if you are in a dham, be conscious. All time, you have to do some service, you have to change around, do something that will always occupy your mind. Always try to be busy. We have the example of our Guru Maharaj. He always tell us, when you go to India, stay few time in Vrindavan. He told me personally. Few time in Vrindavan and spend more time in, especially Chopati. Yeah. Chopati, because there you're going to have qualitative brahmacharis and nice devotees, good association. You always tell us. Anytime you come to India, our first place to visit is Chopati, and our last place to visit also is Chopati. Stay in Vrindavan few times, few days. Like that. But I'm not forbidding any people to go to holy dams. You should go there, you have some service, come stay 1 month, it can be, no time is limited. But the mind, the consciousness, how to avoid apara is to always engage in service and engage in chanting the holy name. That the only guarantee that you are not going to commit apara. This is the only guarantee. You are there, you have the family, no problem. But make sure your mind is always engaged in service. Otherwise, it could be very, very dangerous. Hare Krishna. Last question. Any other question?
Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki, Shri Gopal ki, Shri Shri Gonta ki, Gantara Shriman Bhagavatam ki.